The APSA Business Agility Series is proudly brought to you by APSA. We do more so you can. That's Africanacity.
Good evening and welcome to the Business Hour and welcome to your APSA Business Agility Series. I have Mr. Stefan Botha with quite a few franchises with us on the line this evening. How are you doing, Stefan?
Hello, Cyril. Good to yourself.
Doing quite well, thank you. So let's ask you the first question. Franchises, quite a few. What does that entail? Tell us a bit more about yourself and your businesses.
So I've always been interested in businesses, in entrepreneurship, and more specifically, in the franchise model. So for the last 10 to 15 years, I've been involved in many businesses across many sectors, and some of these businesses have failed, like businesses sometimes tend to do. So what we've learned in the past years is that we as entrepreneurs and SMEs and startups, we tend to focus so much on revenue and just getting the sale done. And we tend to forget about the procedures and the checks and balances that enable us to have sustainable sales in the long term. And that's what we decided a couple of years ago, to pursue the franchising model. And the simple reason for this is just when you are in a franchising model, it gives you structure and it gives you the opportunity to focus on operations.
So, Stefan, tell me, COVID-19, the pandemic, of course, influenced all businesses. If I can ask you, in your franchises, how did COVID-19 affect you personally?
So, the COVID-19 had a severe effect on our business. I think the effect was vast and it impacted many facets of our business. I'm just going to discuss the obvious challenges we had in terms of cash flow. So from 26 March, we had zero income, zero revenue. But even before that, we could see from the beginning of March until the end of March that consumer spending were under pressure, that consumers were scared, they didn't know what to expect. And we were under severe financial constraints by the end of March. We had to rewrite standard operating procedures, and no one knew exactly how to handle this. I think where the big challenge came in, and that's where the franchisors step in. The moment we closed on 26 March, they immediately started on opening procedures. So it's fine to say we closed, but I think what made the difference is that we immediately focused on how we are going to reopen the industry.
So having various franchises, what support did APSA provide you?
But also the support we received from APSA came in various forms. And I think what's important to understand is the support we received from APSA started many years ago, and not only in March 2020. They've given us certain structures and facilities, ensuring that when something like COVID hit, that we were able to absorb the impact of such a COVID-19 or situation. So after the initial lockdown, they assisted us with COVID-19 loans. They handled the whole process for us. And what was interesting is the speed and agility of which they provided us with these loans. I think within a week and a half, these loans were structured. And commercial loans are normally a bit more complex. So it was quite astounding to see the team working around the clock, making these facilities available to us. And also the last thing that this is us with is positioning us so that when there is new opportunities in the market, that we would be able and well positioned to take advantage of these opportunities.
Mr. Stefan Botha, right on IFM, the sound of your life. It is the APSA Business Agility Series. When we come back, he's going to share some practical tips with us. Good evening and welcome to IFM, the sound of your life. It is the Business Hour and we are also busy with your APSA Business Agility Series. I have Stefan Botha on the line, continuing our discussion. And of course, Stefan has quite a few franchises, a lot of businesses. Stefan, if we continue our discussion, what type of practical tips do you have to give to other business people on how to adapt during these difficult times?
So giving advice is always difficult because everyone's situation and business differs and their vision differs as well. But what I can say is partners are so important, so choose your partners well. partners are important when times are good, but they become exceptionally important in the rough seas. And that's what we've done. We've partnered with famous brands, and famous brands are a leader in the industry. They've been doing the franchising model for many years, and they are experts in the industry. They are they have international success, and they are being led by exceptional top management team. This team are not scared to take the hard decisions, and they assisted us directly in making calls that had a direct impact on our business, and making sure that we are sustainable in the long run. So choose your franchisor well, and make sure it's a reputable franchisor like Famous Brands. And the second partner is Absa, your financier. We've spoken and we've dealt with many banks in the past, and a lot of the banks promise and try to help. But the guys from Absa has been exceptional. Their capabilities and the teamwork, working around the clock, making all of this possible for us, was exceptional. And I don't like mentioning a couple of names, but the local guys, Lufo, Razan, and Arman from our local APSA, they've done a very, very good job. And we would like to say thank you to the guys from APSA.
Then also, APSA recently launched a TV campaign all about We Do More So You Can. So when you think of your businesses, you know, what does ICAN mean for you?
Charles, I think ICAN is more of a question. I think we as entrepreneurs, we are positive and optimists in our hearts, but normally we ask the question, can I really? And I think what's important is that you can have good products, you can have good technical skills, but without the correct partners and the right partners, you simply can't. But the moment you partner with the right guys, being it the famous brands guys or the APSA guys, that can't simply and quickly changes to a can. And that's the value of great partners.
Mr. Stefan Botha, right here on IFM, the sound of your life. When you come back on the APSA Business Agility Series, we'll be speaking to Mr. Thomas September, Head Regional Coverage, Free State and Northern Cape. Good evening and welcome back to the APSA Business Agility Series right here on IFM, the sound of your life. On the line now, we've got Mr. Thomas September, Head Regional Coverage, Free State and Northern Cape on the line. So, Thomas, how are you?
Good evening, Cyril. I'm fine, thanks. And how are you? And good evening to the listeners.
Also doing quite well, thank you. So, a little bit earlier, we spoke to Mr. Stefan Botha, owns quite a few franchises. Would you maybe like to say something about the client?
Yes, it's nice to be with you as always, Cyril. And thank you very much for giving us an opportunity to talk briefly about our client, owned and run by Mr. Stefan Botha and his wife, Antoinette Rix Botha. Just in a nutshell, Cyril, they operate in the restaurant franchise business under the famous brand group. Mr. Stefan Botha is always a person that continuously looks for new opportunities within the famous brand franchise.
So if we look at APSA, what kind of role did you guys play with Mr. Botha?
Cyril, in APSA, as you know, we believe in solid relationships with our clients, and I would really want to credit one of our bankers in how he has supported, you know, this client. His name is Mr. Luto Dresini. He has embraced the whole thing that APSA is, you know, the bank that believes in solid relationships with our clients. So Luto was instrumental when APSA assisted the client in 2019 by operating and opening their bank account, forming a very good relationships with them. As retail and franchise is one of the sectors that APSA has a good knowledge of and the appetite to grow. We assisted the client during the height of COVID-19 crisis with funding and advice. And recently we assisted them with funding and transactional solutions, including merchants, what we call swiping machines, as they purchase the two debonairs in Mpumalanga.
Thomas, and lastly as well, looking at the APSA campaign, We Do More So You Can. Can you maybe elaborate a little bit more about that?
Yes, as you know, we are very excited about this campaign. It literally means that APSA does more so that you, as our client, our partner can. We are very close to our clients, understanding their circumstances, their businesses, and ensuring that we partner with them, providing them with banking services and any advice they need. Whether clients want to transact, invest, borrow, or insure, we do more to understand these needs to ensure that they can do all these with APSA. Our main vision is to bring possibilities to life. Whatever dreams or strategic plans that our clients have, we work very hard doing more to ensure that they can achieve them. That's Africanness, it is, and that's who we are as APSA.
Mr. Thomas September, Head Regional Coverage, Free State and Northern Cape for APSA, right here on IFM's Business Hour and the APSA Business Agility Series.
The APSA Business Agility Series was proudly brought to you by APSA. We do more so you can. That's Africanacity.